Tackles, fumbles, blitzes, and punts. This week, sports fans across America finally get their football fix. But if you're hankering for a game where the only thing that matters is how fast your mind can get to the end zone, we've got you covered. Time to play the puzzle. And I am joined by the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Will, are you psyched for football season?
I like college ball. How about you?
I love football. It is complicated because it is a dangerous sport, but I will say that I love watching football, and I am excited to make chili and, watch some football games. All right, so remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Norm Baird of Toledo, Washington. I said if you squish the small letters R and N too closely together, they look like an M. I said think of a common five-letter word with the consecutive letters R and N that becomes its own opposite if you change them to an M. And the answer is stern to stem.
Okay, so over 840 people sent in the right answer, and our randomly selected winner this week is David Kossub of Washington, D.C., a local. Hey, David, congratulations.
Hi, thank you very much. Totally excited.
How'd you figure it out?
I just put as many words as I could think of together with R-N somewhere at the end of it and just made some rhyming words that was like earn, arm, all sorts of things, and eventually I was like, stern. Oh, from stem to stern, and it just kind of like clicked. So it was pretty
genius.
Dope.
Perfect. And what do you do here in D.C.?
I work at the National Institutes of Health. I'm a health science policy analyst.
Nice. Hmm. And do you do a lot of puzzling?
I love doing puzzles. I'm a total trivia dork.
Okay, so now is your chance to dork out, and let's do the puzzle. Will, I think David and I are ready. Let's do it.
All right, David and Rachel. If you alphabetize the eight planets in reverse, that is, by their ending letters, the next to last name in the list would be Venus, which ends in S. The last planet on the list would be Mercury, which ends in Y. I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, I'll give you the next to last member of the category if all the names in it were alphabetized backward. You tell me the last name. And here's number one, numbers from 1 to 10. The next to last name on the list is 8. What number is last?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 is it. Good job. Number 2 is Beatles. John.
Are we going by first name or last name?
First name.
Paul. I guess it'd be Ringo.
Ringo is it. Ringo follows John. Chess pieces. Bishop.
Pawn. Oh, wait. Yeah, bishop. P. Never mind. Rook, queen, king.
And there's one you haven't named.
Oh, my goodness. I play checkers.
like ride a horse and they have swords.
Oh, the knight.
Yeah. The knight, is it?
Yeah.
That ends in a T. Disney dwarfs, happy.
Happy. Sneezy.
That's it. Top 10 car rental companies, thrifty.
Thrifty. Hertz.
That's it. Whew, fast. Forms of music recognized by the Grammys. Country.
Country. T-R-R-I, rock. Jazz.
Jazz is it.
Great.
Good. Ivy League schools. Princeton.
Princeton, T-O-N. Yale, Harvard. University of Pennsylvania. Of course, I went to a state school in Texas. So.
it's in New England. There's your hint.
Yeah. Harvard. Brown. Brown.
Brown is it. Good. How about modern birthstones? Ruby.
R-U-B-Y. Topaz.
Topaz.
Wow,
so fast.
Good job.
And here's your last one. It's an easy one. Major League Baseball teams. Red Sox.
White Sox.
White Sox.
I mean, get out. That was amazing. Will, wasn't that amazing?
I'm impressed.
Was a hard puzzle. That was very well done, David.
I will be very happy with my state Texas education then.
Yeah, man. That was spectacular. So for playing the puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. And you can read about your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. David, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
WAMU 88.5 here in D.C.
All right, David Kossub of Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, David.
That was totally awesome.
Cool. All right, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge is a spinoff of my on-air puzzle. Think of a well-known category with exactly 7 things in it. If you alphabetize the things from their ending letters, the last letter alphabetically is E. In other words, no thing in this category ends in a letter after E in the alphabet. It's a category and set of seven things that everyone knows. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for those entries is Thursday, September 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we call you, and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.